Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speaks Y Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I want to get straight over to Marissa this morning. Now, listen, we get it. Allergies are real, you guys.
Very much so.
They're scary.
They're deadly.
They are. But what Marissa's neighbor is asking everyone in the neighborhood to do is it's just rubbing some people the wrong way, including myself. Marissa, are you there?
Yeah. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, you got to tell us what's going on. Thank you for coming on, by the way.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much what you're talking about, my neighbor is being absolutely extreme about Halloween candy.
Okay.
This year. Yeah. She literally went around to every house on our street, knocking on doors, asking people not to hand out any candy with nuts because her 7-year-old has a peanut allergy.
So now it's on everybody else to not serve. I don't understand, though. How can she? How long have you lived in this neighborhood?
Oh, my gosh. I've been here like 10 years.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like.
Can I ask what town? Marissa, are you comfortable with telling us what town you live in?
Oh, Chile.
Okay.
Yeah, that tracks. Okay.
That tracks. Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, it basically means no Snickers, no Reese's, no trail mix, nothing that even contains traces.
I mean, that's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, okay. Fully, unless it's like a Hershey's bar.
Right. I mean, like, I get it. Like, allergies are scary. I'm a parent. But is it really the neighborhood's job to protect your kid on Halloween?
No.
No,
it's not. So you're basically telling me instead of her going through each piece of candy and picking out the ones her son can't have, she decided she's going to put her energy elsewhere and go door to door and tell everybody that they can't serve any candy that has peanuts in it.
Exactly. Yeah, the onus is on us. And I said to her, I was like, are you kidding me? And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had a problem with this. We will absolutely make sure not to stop at your house because I don't want you killing my children on Halloween.
That's so extreme.
What?
Can you believe that?
Her telling you what to do in your own home. That is crazy.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, I was so angry. I mean, isn't it your responsibility to check your kids' candy and decide what they can and can't eat? Exactly.
Regardless of whether they have an allergy or not, you're supposed to be checking your kids' candy anyways for blades and needles and all the things. Like, come on.
Have you talked to any other neighbors about this?
Well, it's interesting because some people are on board with it, and then other people are like me, you know, like, why should we be pressured to completely change what we hand out so this one kid doesn't feel left out?
I don't understand. Are you guys scared of her? Who's on board with this? Is she?
Wow.
Is she the perfect neighbor?
We saw that. Oh, we saw how that one turned out.
That.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's giving similar energy.
Marissa, what's the plan here? What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. I feel like, you know, am I the evil neighbor if I decide not to? You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to just, like, coalesce to her or just you know, stand my ground. I don't know. I need your advice.
You definitely stand your ground. Don't give in to this crap.
Like, okay. We're not in school, and, like, it's not airborne. It's like, you're the one coming onto my property.
What are the neighbors hand-feeding this kid on their porch?
They're baby-birding him.
What the hell?
Yeah. Dead. I mean, she thinks I'm going to kill him with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like,
I always take issue with people telling others how to live life in their own home and on their own space and turf. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you don't pay my mortgage nor my taxes, so you're actually not going to tell me what to do with my house or what I do in my house. Thank you so much.
I just, you know, I don't know. It's just there's so many people on board, and I have to be honest. I mean, she's got a lot of power in the neighborhood, and
what? She's the president of the
insurance. Who is she?
She's a lot, and I think people are just afraid to, you know, get in the way, and I don't know. But the thing is, I already bought my candy.
No, Marissa, do not back down. Listen, let me get to some calls and texts coming in. 585-252-9800. Guys, weigh in. Your neighbor's a psychopath. Who does this? Can we figure out? You know what would be great? We should get an inflatable of Mr. Peanut and put it on your front yard.
That is a haunted house I don't think he'll want to step through. You know what I mean?
Marissa, literally. Hold the line, stand your ground. You already bought the candy. She does not have to bring her son up to your doorstep to say trick or treat, okay? She could skip
Thank
your
you.
House. Who
yeah,
gives a crap?
She can.
All right, Thanks, let me get guys. To some messages here. Thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate you calling up this morning.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, I'm shaking.
Yikers.
I'm upset. I don't even really have a reason to be.
No,
I just
like, this is a trigger topic for me. I'm like, do you have an allergy? He's like, no, not at all. I'm like, my wife.
Do you have kids? No.
I'm like, is anyone close to you like have a deathly allergy? No.
Let's get to some of your messages, because believe it or not, there are people who actually side with this neighbor and says, good. If my kid needs a safe Halloween to keep him alive, every house on the block can buy a bag of Skittles. It's one night, grow up or move. Move? That's your suggestion, Anne? Your convenience doesn't trump a child's life. It's just, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Who do you have on your end?
Well, the people are outraged. Let's just put it that way. This person says, this lady is crazy. Your kid is the one who has an allergy, and that sounds like a you problem. This person says, absolutely not. My son is allergic to peanuts, and he either picks something that doesn't have nuts, or he takes it and trades candy with someone else who has candy without nuts. This person says, well, I do think this is a little too much. How hard would it be for each family to put a special piece of candy aside for that child? Why are we not flipping things around for siblings and cousins and things of that nature? And then this person says, the Teal Pumpkin Project has been doing this for years. It's basically a campaign, an initiative for people with food allergies to have a separate bucket to just get like a trinket or something that isn't ingestible.
I'm all for that project. And if she went door to door and was like, hey, you know, do you mind being a part of this project? There's a way to deliver this message without demanding that people don't hand out anything with peanuts, which is 80% of Halloween candy.
Right.
Good morning, guys. I used to be a teacher, and I would see this all the time. Parents think the world should be bubble wrapped for their child. You have to teach them how to live safely and not expect everyone else to do it for you. Mm-hmm. Let me go over to Jessica, who's on the phone. Hi, good morning, Jess.
Good morning. How are you? I actually work in this school.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lunch lady.
Oh, wow.
So anyways, my thought on it is kind of similar to what you guys were talking about with like the Teal Pumpkin Project.
Yes.
Just, you know, if you think set aside, I'm sure she's not the only one who has a kid who has an allergy. That's something that I feel like is reasonable. You know, she didn't handle it the right way, but if we could just like have a few things like cheese or non-peanut things, it can kind of be a way to be neighborly without like changing your whole plan.
Well, you know,
if you don't have peanut free, then just have like little Tinker Toys. That's what we did when I lived in Maine.
Do you agree? Because we had a listener earlier, you know, suggest this, that that woman could have gone door to door and hand out whatever she wanted these neighbors to give her child. So do it in advance.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you're that concerned about your child, if the peanut allergy is that severe, then you supply what you want them to have, and then everybody's happy.
Yeah,
all right, case closed. Thank you so much. I appreciate you weighing in
this
morning.
Thank you.
You got it. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
You too. Travis says, tell this woman she can go kick rocks.
He's pissed.
There's a middle ground. Parents can protect their kids without controlling the entire block. I agree. And Andrea says, yeah, this is ridiculous because my son has a gluten allergy, and I'm not going door to door handing out a list to the neighborhood. I just tell my son, you can't eat that one. Problem solved.
Right. Period.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break, guys, because, you know, not because we want to, but we got
to. No, we have to for our mental health. Thank you.
It's PXY Mornings.
Connect with PXY Mornings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98PXY.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. We received a pretty heavy message from a listener earlier this week on the show. And one of the big reasons I think we held off on reading it is because we needed a professional who said they would be willing to help Amy. But if anyone listening this morning has ever had to explain something like addiction to a child without traumatizing them, how did you do it? Mental health therapist Bridget Lucchesi is joining us on the show this morning to help Amy, who wrote the message, and also anyone who may have questions, 585-252-9800. Hi, good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, let's read the message.
So this came in from Amy, who says, Hi, Moose and Breezy. In 2016... I left my husband of 9 years. He had a drug problem that really didn't come to light until my pregnancy. And although I tried desperately to help him seek recovery, he just wouldn't or couldn't. And after we split up, he eventually ended up on heroin and then fentanyl. And I've always stayed in his life and done my best to allow my son to have a father, even in small ways. He finally got clean 2 years ago, and his life has been great. And our son spends every weekend at his house unsupervised. I don't think he has ever had intentions of telling our son about his past. Unfortunately, my son came home not long ago and proceeded to describe to me what I would call nodding off, even though he had no idea what it was. With shock and a broken heart, I tried my best to pry a little about how long and how often this has been going on. And apparently it's been going on for a few months. My son is going to figure it out. All he needs to do is ask the older kids who's familiar with these type of pills, or maybe a simple Google search about grown men falling asleep, sitting up, dropping their phone constantly, spilling drinks on them. How do I tell my son what's really going on without traumatizing him? I could really use some help. Okay, so a lot to unpack here this morning.
Yeah.
Bridget, how does a parent like Amy begin to have this conversation with their kid?
Well, I first want to address the safety piece. I don't want to make any assumptions. So, The first part is, you know, when you are made aware that these things are happening, the child can't go there for visitation anymore.
Right. Absolutely.
It's considered child endangerment. So, and if you, you know, need support and help with that, you can call CPS. You can do it anonymously. They don't need to know that you're the one that reported it if you don't feel comfortable doing that. But, and what's great about CPS is Child Protective Services. They're not there to hurt families. They're there to help families. And so what's wonderful about getting agencies involved is it kind of forces the hand for the person that has the addiction to get treatment, so that they can rehabilitate to have their child back again in the home. So that's first, I want to address that, because it is considered child endangerment if there has to be an adult in the home that's not using, caring for the child. Secondly, in terms of, you know, educating kids, I think it's really important not to be silent. And to educate, it's not going to hurt them to know. In fact, it's going to help them, because a lot of times parents don't know, or people don't know what to say. They don't say anything at all. And the silence is actually what's more problematic for the child and for the family, because then it becomes a secret. So I think depending on their age, based on, she said 2016, I'm guessing the age is 9.
Yes.
But you just want to be age appropriate. And so you can easily look up, you know, different foundations for alcohol. There's ADF, there's Alcohol Anonymous, there's Al-Anon, there's all those resources that you can Google and just really educate yourself, so that when you do sit down with the child to talk with him, you're making sure that it's age appropriate dialogue, keeping it simple,
right. But
really just being honest and, you know, choosing a good time where you can sit down and talk with them. I like to use the 7 C's when I explain it to kids, because it's something easy for them to remember and for you, which is, I didn't cause it, I don't cure it, because a lot of times we have the codependency piece,
which is,
I can fix this. I can't control it. I can care for myself by communicating my feelings, making healthy choices, and by celebrating my choices. Mm-hmm. So sometimes having, you know, things like the 7 C's, and you can say, okay, when they come back and they say, oh, I can help daddy. Remember, we can't control it. We can't cure it. He has to go get professionals to help.
Yeah,
I think it's also important to say that dad's a good dad, but he has a problem. So it's not dad's a bad dad or a bad person, but dad's a person that has a problem that he has to overcome in order for you to see dad unsupervised.
Yeah, I'm sure it's easy for a child.
What is your thoughts on parents who use the verbiage with their child that, you know, mommy's sick or daddy's sick? Do you think that's appropriate, considering the fact that, I mean, they might have a very different version of sick in their head?
Well, I mean, I think you can explain addiction, if you know, in this case. So it is something, it is an illness.
Right.
What we know and what's documented, and I would say 99% of the evaluations that I've done with addiction, guess what? It's in the family. There's a genetic component. So I think what we know is, like with mental illness, there's the environment and then there's also the genetics. And so, you know, people, I'm Irish, I drink, you know, okay,
right. Well,
maybe that's in the household, but then also we can look at genetics. So I think it's important to just describe to them that what addiction is, and, you know, that it is something that sometimes we have tendencies towards that with our genetics, but we can fight it. Just like you can use a small example of something that runs in the family. And in an illness, and say, you know, we get our genetics, but it's up to us what we do to combat it. And I think that's also important to know, that from a genetic standpoint, rather than fear, oh my God, am I going to get this? It's like, no, there's protective factors that we can do for prevention.
Yeah.
So we know that kids that even have this in their family, if they're involved in school activities, if they're highly involved, whether it's sports, the play, being really involved with extracurricular activities, making sure that they're going to a good school, that they're establishing relationships, that they have one single adult in their life that they can confide in and talk to about these things when they come up. all of those things are protective factors for folks and for kids that have perhaps a genetic link in this.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we had a listener that just asked the question, how do I recognize if my child might be at risk of developing substance abuse problems themselves?
Right.
You know, after having a parent who's gone through it.
Yeah, I mean, you're at risk.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean, and that's why you put the protective factors in ahead of time. So, like, in my husband's side of the family, depression ran in that side of the family. So what did I do when Jack was born? I put protective factors in to ensure that if he was down, I would say, oh, okay, you're down. Let's be upset about that for a minute. Now, how can we think, what is another way of thinking about this? What can we learn from this? What's something positive that we can do? And so I allow him to feel the feeling of being down, but then, oh, okay, let's try to counteract that at a very young age. So if you know the genetics, it's helpful, because
yeah.
then you can put those protective factors in. And you can do a simple Google search. What are the protective factors for children with parents with addiction? And by the way, I think it's really important to tell the child, this is common. People are addicted to gambling. People are addicted to food. People are addicted. There's lots of addictions out there. And so you're not alone. A lot of people struggle with these things. And so I think it's good to normalize that he's not alone in this, but that we need to learn about it.
Right.
Al-Anon's a great place. There's lots of organizations out there that help families to understand it, because information is power. The more we're educated, the more we know about it, the better that we're going to be in terms of making sure we identify it when we see it in our lives if it comes up.
Right.
Absolutely.
I got one more question here coming in from a Chrissy who says, is it okay to tell my child that an addicted parent could possibly relapse?
Yes. Relapse is a part of addiction, sadly. Right. So when you see someone go into treatment, you can almost guarantee that there is going to be lapses at times.
Okay.
So that's why it's really important to pay attention to those things, you know, to note what are the things she described, very specific things. So they know what to look for, and they know immediately to call their mom.
Awesome.
Or to call their dad.
Yeah.
Or to call their grandparent, whoever it is, their important persons they can call when they identify those things. So yes, it is a part of treatment. It is something that does happen. Now, there are those people that you've heard, I just quit. I put it down and I never did it again. We call that a dry drunk. What that means is, like, I put it down and never did it again, but I really didn't get to the source of why I used. And usually they replace it with a different addiction.
Mm-hmm. Right. Where
so
did it stem
typically
from?
Typically people need treatment, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
They need the treatment to get to those core issues to really make change long term. But lapsing is a part of it.
Bridget, that was super helpful. I know Amy appreciates it too. I know that was a heavy message on her part. But, you know, so many people go through it too and are fighting a battle, especially with a significant other, and they're trying to get through to their kid of how to talk to them about that battle. Thank you again so much for weighing in. If somebody wanted to talk to you one-on-one, how can they reach you?
Yeah, they can just Google me, Bridget Lucchesi, and my website will pop up. I think the other thing to consider here is with a heavy addiction or any type of addiction, it's important to get family counseling if you need it, so that you can talk about it with a third party, because it's something that they need to educate themselves on and also be able to deal with as their parent may relapse. So I think that would be important to include, because it's something that you can really identify and help them with so that they have these protective factors in place. So in this case,
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 55 for the high today. Breeze, I think we're all guilty of doing this.
I don't know. I feel like some people are more than others, and I think this says a lot about your personality and who you are as a human if you choose to do this over, you know, just waiting it out and going with the flow and being chill and just seeing what happens. I think it's a type A, type B, classic line in the sand divide. Our friend Duffy down the hall is planning on going to Toronto tomorrow after the show. He's going to go see the Blue Jays and the World Series. It's a whole thing. He's living, laughing, loving. He's excited.
He's got the hotel.
He's got the hotel.
But he's got no tickets.
No tickets. And I think that this is a very big personality trait when it comes to somebody, whether they are a panic buyer or a very chill, go with the flow, it's all going to work out type of person. Because I have a lot of people in my life who panic buy, and they see, you know, a concert come to CMAC or Darien Lake or something, they're like, we need to get tickets right now. And it's like, I don't think we need to get tickets right now. And even when something says it's sold out, it's never actually sold out. There are so many different third-party sites that people can get tickets from. And I have always lived under the impression that people buy these things and panic buy very early on. And then the date comes and they either can't go, a conflict came up, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about the World Series here.
I know, but I'm talking about anything. I mean, he was just a jump-off story, but like concert tickets, theater tickets, any tickets to any live event, people are always so quick to jump and spend money to secure their spot and to secure their ticket. But at the end of the day, if you just wait and gamble a little bit, you could save hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I think, I guess sometimes, I'm just not that person. I'd rather be at ease in knowing it's locked in. I have it. It's ready to go. I don't want to sit there like he's doing 2 hours before the game and see what he can get the ticket for.
Nothing pisses me off more, though, than spending $300 on a ticket and then looking at it the day of or the day before and it's now $150.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's
like,
the gamble you
that
take.
That is just, that is not for me. That has never been for me. And the people who have this like ticket anxiety or this like planning anxiety of, oh, I have to get the ticket or I have to book it now. I just don't relate to those people. I really don't. And I think there's two types of people in this world. The people that do that and the people that need to get it light years ahead of the event.
And then there's some people who, you know, money is not an option. They could care less. It must be nice, but that's not all of our situation. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm looking at, let's say he did go to the game tomorrow night, right? Tickets right now are like $2,300,
$3,300. They'll drop.
Depending on where you sit.
They'll drop.
Somebody tomorrow, like if you want to sit in the way back, even those are $959. For the World Series, which is still pretty good.
Yeah.
Because if you want to go to the Super Bowl, you're not finding a ticket under 10 grand.
I think the Super Bowl is like the one exception to like,
get
I don't
them early.
Really think, yeah, I don't really think the Super Bowl tickets will ever drastically come down. I mean, it's the Super Bowl. Like, they're not going to drop the day of. Like,
when
everybody wants to go to the Super Bowl, right? Like, and honestly, some people more than others, depending on what team actually goes to the Super Bowl. But
what's the one time you overpaid and you got really pissed? Because you could have waited maybe a day
or
two.
Yeah, this actually just happened to me. This just happened to me. I went to a comedy show at Del Lago last month and our seats were pretty decent. I think we paid like $120. And I see my friends who are second row, probably like four or five rows in front of us. And I was like, oh my God, like, I didn't know you were coming to this. She's like, yeah, I just bought them today for $40.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a better seat than me and you paid less money? Oh my God, I'm going to rage.
See, it depends on the show. That's not always the situation. Sometimes the ticket prices will go sky high because like, it's a sold out show.
I do this all the time with like CMAC shows, right? Like, I mean, do I buy every single ticket? No. But also at the same time, like, when it came to the Killers that came this summer, it was a sold out show. Everyone wanted to go to the Killers to see them play Mr. Brightside and blah, 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 even though the concert sucked. But that's just my personal humble opinion. I paid like $50 for those tickets, but I bought them 1 hour before the show because I don't care about the Killers. Like, I also think it depends on your level of intensity and fandom of whatever it is you're going to see.
Of course it does. I wish I could be this person, but I'm not. I'm too type A. I like to be buttoned up. I want to know where I'm sitting. I want to know where I'm at.
It's the same thing with people that go, that step their big toe into the airport, and before they do anything, after they get through TSA, they have to go look at the gate to make sure it's there, as if it's going to magically disappear. It's not going to magically disappear. Like, the gate is there. It's not going anywhere.
It's the one thing I won't do. If I already have an assigned seat, I'm not in a hurry to get on the plane. I'm just not going to do it. I know where I'm sitting. Let everybody get on, and then I can go sit comfortably. Why are you fighting a line if it's already a guarantee?
For what? For you to sit in a hot metal tube for an hour? I'm so good. No, I'm so good. Thank you so much. I just think that everybody needs to kind of learn how to play the game a little bit better and not let their anxiety take over. Because, listen, at the end of the day, I'm under the mantra that it's all going to work out. Everything always works out. And if you don't think that, you should try harder, a little bit harder.
Let's take
to
a
believe it.
Let's take a quick bet. Right now, Duffy's saying that the cheapest ticket he can get for tomorrow night for the World Series in Toronto is $900. Do you think he's going to pay more or pay less last second?
He's
going
to pay less.
You think so?
He's going to pay less. He's going to pay probably $800.
Might save $100.
Kidding.
Okay, we got to check in with him. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Devin's every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.